Jim Purcell, good morning.
Good morning.
Last year, students at Rhode Island College, the University of Rhode Island, and the Community College of Rhode Island saw small increases in tuition and fees. But that came after a couple of years of flat tuition. Now, private colleges routinely hike tuition and fees every year. Can state institutions afford not to do the same?
Well, what we're trying to do here in Rhode Island is to make sure that we have a higher education that's affordable and accessible to all our citizens.
That didn't really answer my question. So what is the impact of these kinds of tuition freezes over a period of 2-3 years?
Yeah, what we're going to be asking is for the state to help pick up the amount. We're asking for about $24 million. And rather than a large chunk of that being put on the backs of students, we have the fourth highest student loan debt in the country. We're sixth highest in the share of college costs. We're seventh lowest in state support for higher education. So all those factors would indicate that it's really time for Rhode Island to step forward and invest in human capital as much as we do other things.
Now, in this case, looking at the coming fiscal year, what will happen if the state doesn't give you the amount you are requesting?
Well, there is a caveat in the resolution that was passed the other night. The council can come back and revisit the tuition question. But our effort is to work very hard with the legislature and the governor.
The State Council on Higher Education did consider a few different budget scenarios, including two that would have increased tuition and fees for students. What ultimately won them over to the idea of keeping the cost flat?
Well, I think the big thing is we have a strategic plan that's really promoting the idea of access and affordability. We really want to develop a workforce that's really needed for this state to really move forward. So I think it's the right time for us to ask the state to come up and support higher education in a way that other states have been doing for a long time.
And why is that, in your view, so important?
Well, in any state that when you're trying to build your human capital, you want to have tuition that's affordable, especially for part-time students who don't have access to scholarships. And of course, the idea of having lots of student debt is really problematic. That money often goes to multinational corporations or at least out-of-state banks. So even if somebody is gainfully employed, the economic impact for that education actually goes somewhere else, not here in Rhode Island.
Now, even with the tuition freeze, the cost for a year, for example, at the University of Rhode Island for a student living on campus is getting close to $25,000. How did we get here? Why is college so expensive?
Well, actually, since 1963, Rhode Island's been somewhat out of kilter in their tuition rates compared to other states. And, of course, then the recession in 2008, which really hurt this economy, really exacerbated that situation. I will say for the New England area, University of Rhode Island's at the average. CCRI, the community college, is at the average. And Rhode Island College is actually the least expensive in the region.
So regionally, we're really not that out of line.
Right. The New England states have always been a high tuition state. I think what we have to think about is how are we going to build our economy and doing it a way that really opens access to all our citizens. And in order to do that, we have to have affordability on our college campuses.
So I'm still left scratching my head all the time in a more general sense. I mean, why does it cost so much to educate a student to get a bachelor's degree?
Well, education certainly has a cost, and you have the cost of the skilled faculty and instructors. But even as we try to emphasize more technical and workforce training, there's things that you have to buy to make sure those students have the technology for which they'll be working for in the real workforce. And I will say for the workforce, we really got about 43% of our workforce has some post-secondary credential right now. But a lot of studies have said in Rhode Island, it's going to be about 61%. So we really have to build the human capital here if those jobs that are predicted to be here are going to come here.
Now, Jim Purcell, aside from the tuition freeze you'll be recommending to the Board of Education, what other methods can Rhode Island employ to make college accessible for more students, given that the cost already is what it is?
Well, some of it's the scholarship, and you know the governor brought forth several pieces of legislation this year that helped. One of them, what's dear to my heart, is the Last Dollar Scholarship. And what we've been able to do with that is actually take the money that we have been putting in scholarships and stretching it to get more students to a meaningful aid package. So we've tried to get as many people to a situation where they could have tuition fees and books covered for. And this revision actually moved from having about 4,000 people at the Community College of Rhode Island having that covered to about 8,000. by us leveraging all the aid packages into one package.
Are there other aid packages that you'd like to see the state start to use?
The other component that I would love to see is us first to really target some of the high-wage, high-demand programs, infuse those particular academic programs with additional funds so we can have the resources and the spaces available to have more people get those opportunities.
So that we can be preparing students to enter the workforce where there will be jobs for them?
That's correct. And, you know, we have some very large employers that are really being ramping up, like Electric Boat, and we've made a commitment to actually have a learning center at Westerly, which is going to really help support job opportunity and access, not only here in Rhode Island, but at the Groton, Connecticut site. And then, of course, that site will be open for other business industry in that part of the state.
Now, we've been talking about the cost of college. Are there ways that our state institutions of higher education can reduce their costs?
Certainly, and they've actually proven they can do that. Since the recession, they've actually had reduced their state support by 24%. So there actually has been a lot of reduction. Certainly larger class sizes can make that happen, but you want to do that in a way that's really appropriate for the learning style and learning model that that particular program requires.
What, at this point, other methods could they try to reduce the cost of a degree?
Well, certainly efficiencies, some self-paced learning opportunities, and of course, distance learning type experiences. There are some states which try to have institutions have at least one course that's online so that not only does a student learn those particular activities, but they also do it in a technological way so they'll be more prepared for the workforce.
Well, Jim Purcell is Rhode Island's Commissioner of Higher Education. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.